Right. Well, I praise God. So once again, we're just excited just to have her be on the line. So I'm going to present to you Reverend Vanessa Phillips. God bless you, and you may begin when you would like. Reverend Vanessa? Reverend Vanessa, are you there? Reverend Vanessa, are you on the line? Praise God. I thought I heard her earlier. Hopefully she'll be able to get on this line. Praise God. But nevertheless, I'm sure she'll get back on. But we just thank God for every one of you. We have just been so blessed. Just, you know, how God has to just feed us. I said God feeds us because it's His Word. It's this Word that we are giving each and every Wednesday night. And I just praise God that I may be the one ministering, whomever is ministering, but it is God's Word. And we know God's Word is quick and is powerful, is sharper than any two-edged sword, that His Word, it accomplishes what God purposed it to do. Amen. Praise God. Reverend Vanessa, are you on the line? Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Hopefully she'll be on the line shortly. Amen. I thought for sure I did hear her on the line. So we can be patient. Praise God. Reverend Vanessa, are you on the line? Hello? Reverend Vanessa? Praise God. Hopefully she'll be on the line shortly. Praise God. She must be a powerful word because we're trying to get her on the line here and we're having a little bit of technical difficulty. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we just thank God even for the scripture that we are studying for the month of May and talking about there is therefore now no condemnation. We don't have to be condemned because Jesus paid the price for us. Praise God. He was the propitiation for our sins. And we just thank God that we are free. And the Bible says he who the Son sets free is free indeed. And I know you are praising God, and I'm praising God the same way. Glory to God. Amen. Reverend Vanessa, are you on the line?
I am on the line. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you. Praise Amen. God, and I thank God that you are on the line. So I'm going to ask the people, as opposed to me muting everybody's line, I'm going to ask you just to mute your telephone line. Not you, Reverend Vanessa, but everyone else on the line. Go ahead and mute your line. And Reverend Vanessa, you can begin whenever you're ready.
Well, praise God again, from whom all of our blessings do flow. We thank God for this day and this opportunity to come together as one body of Christ. I know that you all have your phones muted, but I just want you to just lift up your hands and just wave unto the Lord and just give him an offering, a praise this evening. Glory to God. He is so deserving. I am so thankful for the opportunity to serve not just God, glory to God, but to serve Pastors Bolden. I love them and honor them so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And to each and every one of you on the call this evening, let's go to work, glory to God. This evening, I want to talk about trusting a faithful God. Trusting a faithful God. I have had my days and my time where I kind of stand back and I look at the world and I see what people are doing and I hear what they're saying, just like I'm sure you do. But let me tell you, one of the things that really get me most of all is that when I am around the saints or when I am around people that go to church and go to church regularly and I listen to how they talk, and they're not talking like they really know the Lord or that they are trusting that God will do what his word says he will do. And so I have found myself checking my own self. Lord, I just want to know and to make sure that I'm trusting you, that I'm walking in faith, that I'm living in faith, and that I'm doing everything according to your will and according to your word. So tonight, everybody that's on the call, I want to encourage you. I want to lift you up. I want to build you up in your holy faith. I want to strengthen you because the cares of life are real. They can wear us down. They can wear us out. I'm gonna say it to you just like I'm talking. They can press your everlasting nerves. Hallelujah. But listen, the one thing that we cannot do is lose our hope and our trust in the true and living Savior, Jesus the Christ. I know this pandemic has been hard on everybody. I know it has. We all want it to come to an end like yesterday. But listen, I serve a God that will not fail us. He says that, listen, even if you make your bed in hell, glory to God, there I am with you. That's what the word of God says. That's what he tells us. And so everybody, again, that is on this call, I want to lift you up this evening to let you know and to say to you, don't lose your trust in God. You got to trust him now like never before. You've got to trust him with not just your life, not just with your husband's life, and not just with your children's life, but you got to trust him with everything that pertains to life. So tonight, if you will go to the scriptures with me, I want to build you up tonight and giving you this word of God, because we can't let the cares of life wear us down. We can't let them change how we talk. We can't let it change how we walk. If anything, we need to be helping to make the change. We need to be setting the standard, because after all, the Bible tells us that we are a peculiar people. Can I get an amen? I want you to go with me to Psalms 25, 1 and 2. We're going to build you up this evening. Let me go through these scriptures with you. Psalms 25, 1 and 2 says, "Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul." Verse 2 says, "Oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me." Why, God? Because I'm trusting in you to be there with me through it all. I'm trusting you to take care of those enemies, those people that don't care for me, that don't like me, that don't want me to do well, they don't want me to succeed. I say to the enemies, watch and see, because you don't know the God that I know. I'm trying to help you get to know him, but you cannot stop me. Psalms 37 and 5 says this, "Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." Bring what to pass? Bring the things that you need in this life, the things that you are desiring, the things that you are hoping for, the things that you are trusting for. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Psalms 56 and 4 says, "In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me." That's the God that we serve. See, you got to have hope in something. If you hope it as you move to it, then you trust that what you are hoping will come to pass. When you get to that place, listen to me, everybody, that you have been in a place of trusting, you then move to believing. When you then move to believing, you have faith that God will do just what he said he will do. You have to take these words that I have just read to you from Psalms. You have to apply them to your everyday life. You have to speak them. You have to say them in your hearing so they get down in your heart. Because the one thing I want you to know, you can't serve God, you can't trust God, you can't please God with anything that's going on in your mind. You've got to get this word down in your heart. This is a heart relationship. relationship. This is a heart movement because we want the things that God says in His Word for us to manifest itself in our everyday lives. We've got to say to this pandemic, I'm trusting God. I know what is going on. I'm going to do the things that I need to do in the natural, but I'm trusting God that He is going to see me through this. Do I have anybody that can say amen in agreement to what I've just said? You got to trust that God's going to bring you through. You got to trust this word that He says to us in the Bible. Psalm 62:8 says, trust in Him at all times. Don't matter what's going on. Don't matter what it looks like. Don't matter what it feels like. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him because God is a refuge for us. Tell Him all about what's going on. You know He already knows. He's God. Tell Him what's going on in your life. Tell Him what's going on in your body. Tell Him what's going on in your mind. Tell Him what's going on in your house. Tell Him what's going on the job. Tell Him what's going on. And then trust Him that He's got it, just like He said. He said, I'd never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you until the end. The Word of God says, in Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Can you say that with me? In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. David had gone through something in life. David realized that in all of the things that was going on, he had to do one thing. He had to go to God and say, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Forgive me, Father. When David recognized what he needed to do because of what he had done, he penned these words because they are in him now. They're in his heart. He can write these words to us for us to now apply them to our everyday life. Glory to God. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. That's what I'm trying to tell you right now. Don't look to the left and wonder what you should do. Don't look to the right and wonder what you should do. Put your trust in the true and the living God. I'm talking about Alpha and Omega. I'm talking about the beginning and the end. I'm talking about the God that said, I am that I am. Put your trust in Him. Build your faith. See, when you then get to that place where you know you're trusting Him, you know that you're believing Him, you know that you're walking in faith, you get to a place of knowing. You know He's God. You don't need anybody to tell you anything. You know this man. You know Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. How do you know Him? I met Him for myself. I called upon it, and He came to my rescue. He revealed Himself unto me through His word.
Come where you at.
Glory to God. Psalms 91 says, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God abideth under the shadow of the Almighty. 2 says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. Yes, He is. And my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Psalms 118 says, I called upon the Lord in distress. Anybody on the call tonight ever been in distress? Maybe somebody is in distress right now. But the Lord said this. David said this, the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side.
Stop.
I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Nothing. What can
Could
he do?
You come and flag my phone back up?
The Lord taketh my part with them and help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in man. I'm going to say it again. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in any man. I want you to trust Him because He is our very present help. He's a very present help. He's a on-time God. He's a right-now God. You have to get to that place that you've got to trust. And these are the things that have to come out of your mouth. You have to say them. Say them in your hearing. Trust in the Lord always. Trust in the Lord always. Don't lean unto your understanding. Don't lean unto what's going on in your mind. But lean on the everlasting God, the God that loves us with an unconditional love. He loves us with an unfailing love. He loves us with an everlasting love, is what the Word of God tells us. Call upon him, and he will come to your rescue. I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you that I know, that I know, that I know. I've put my trust in God. There is no turning back for me. There is no turning back for me. For God I live and for God I will die, because he's proved himself to me through his word. He's proved himself. There's a hymn I believe that is sing over and over and over and over. Glory to God. And over and over and over again. Because I trusted him, leaning not into my own understanding. I'm trusting him to say to me through his word what his word says. I'm trusting him to perform it. I'm trusting him in the fullness of his glory. Because he says this, the Lord says to the believer, I am your refuge and your strength. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. As I look to the hills from which cometh all of my help, knowing that my help comes from the Lord, I put my trust in him. I'm not walking by what all of the news is talking about, pandemic. I know the pandemic is real. I know you know that this pandemic is real. It's nothing that we probably have never, ever seen again. But listen, as I listen to the saints talk, as I listen to what they're saying on the news and the media and all of the negativity, I am encouraging you to stand strong and tall on the word of God. Stand on the word of God. You find a word of God that speaks to your situation, and I trust God that he will show himself strong in your life. He'll come to your rescue. I know he's been there for me. I have testimony after testimony after testimony after testimony of what this God I serve has done for me, because I trusted him when there was nobody else, nobody I could talk to. Holy Spirit came and rest with me. Nobody I could call upon. I couldn't tell my problems to anybody because I didn't think. I'm talking about trusting if they could be there for me. I didn't even think it. I couldn't even imagine it. But I thank God that my mama and my grandmama told me about Jesus as a child. Amen. And when I became an adult, I already knew who this man Jesus was. He's my Savior. He's my strong tower. He's my deliverer. God, he's my hope for tomorrow. He's my bright and morning star. That's the God that I trust and I know. And so everybody tonight, I thank God for you being on this call. We're about to pray. We're about to go before the throne of grace to be at the feet of Jesus. You know where he is. Yeah, he died. Third day he got up. And he went back to be with the Father. And the Bible tells us that he's now seated at the right hand of the Father. The Bible also tells us that he's making intercession for us. He's praying for us. He's talking to the Father about us.
Thank you.
And I thank you, Lord, because you've answered our prayers before, and I know you will do it again. So let's pray, because we're trusting the Lord that he'll bring his word to pass in our lives. Our Father who art in heaven, Hallowed be thy holy name, thy kingdom come, God, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we're calling upon you tonight because we trust you. We trust you that you are our very present help in a time of need. Father, we have needs here in this earth. I know that you know all about them, and we don't really probably have to talk about them, but glory to God, you said that we're to ask. And so, Father, we are petitioning you to come and see about us. Come see about us. Come make your abode with us as we sit at your feet. Come be in our presence.
Yes, Lord.
Wherever we all may be, come by your Spirit. Come, Lord Jesus. I don't know what everybody's need may be on this call, but I am of this one thing for sure, that there are some needs. And I know that you are a need meter. Glory to God. Not only are you a need meter, but the word of God tells me that you will give us the desires of our hearts. So, Father, with all of that, glory to God. So with that, Father, everybody that's on this call, meet us where we are. Meet us. Meet us. Hallelujah, meet us. Father, we're thanking you as we're trusting you as well. We're praising your holy name. For somebody on the call tonight, glory to God, they may have a financial need. They may have a spiritual need. They may have a physical need. They may have a broken heart need. They may have a mental health need. They may need their children saved. They may need their house renewed and restored. They may need healing from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. So, glory to God, you being our everything. Honor our prayer, Father, and move by your Spirit and meet every need in Jesus' name. We don't take it lightly that you're listening to us tonight. We thank you for doing it, and then we thank you for honoring our prayer and then for answering our prayer in Jesus' name. The Bible says that there is not another name above the name of Jesus and that there is power in the name of Jesus. So we call on the name of Jesus tonight to move on our behalf. And we'll praise you for it. Oh, yes, we will. Oh, my God, by your grace and your mercy. You said in your word, Father, that your grace was sufficient and your mercies are new every morning. And so I thank you, Father, for grace and for mercy. Hallelujah, for grace and for mercy. Grace that's taken us through this pandemic. Father, your son's blood that's covering us and washing us white as snow, Father, that no weapon shaped or formed against us shall prosper because we are children of the Most High God. We're calling on you tonight. And we're thanking you for being our need meter. Thank you, Lord, because in thee, oh God, because in thee, oh God, do I put my trust.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank you. And we praise you now. We praise you now and forevermore. In the name of Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, we be blessed. And we thank you, Lord.
Thank
and
you.
And we say amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Everybody on this line, you can unmute your phones and give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Let's give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for your faithfulness. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God, we just praise you. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God. You're so good to us. We just bless you, Father. We bless you. We bless you for your word tonight. We bless you for ministering to us tonight. God, we just praise you, God. From the depths of our souls, God, we praise you, God. We do magnify your name,
oh God.
In the name of Jesus, we glorify you. We bless you, Lord. We bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I bless your holy name for being faithful to us. Hallelujah. You're good to us. Amen. 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 Praise God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Faithful God. Faithful God. Hallelujah. Faithful God. Oh, my God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God, we praise you.
We praise you, Lord.
Glory, God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. He deserves the praise. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for the needs that are met on tonight. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. We bless you, Lord. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Wonderful counselor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Soon coming King. We bless you. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Well, we certainly... We just want to thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Glory.
Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for the anointing. Hallelujah. We bless you. Amen. Well, we certainly want to thank Reverend Vanessa Phillips for ministering the Word of God. We thank her for ministering out of the depths of her soul. And the anointing was just resting heavy on her tonight as she encouraged us and she inspired us to keep trusting in a faithful God. Hallelujah. That we know and that God will bring us out. He will bring us through no matter what the situation is. God is faithful because he watches over his word to perform it. Amen. And I just want to thank you, Reverend Vanessa, for just being on the line and just allowing the Lord to use you. I just want to thank you for just letting go and letting God. I could feel the anointing as you were ministering from your heart. Amen. And it was just powerful. It was just powerful. And I'm encouraged. And I'm sure everybody on this line is encouraged to trust God. Continue trusting him. Amen. That way we know, like Paul says, I know in whom I believe. And I'm persuaded that none of these things will be able to separate me from the love of God. Hallelujah. Yes, we're going through the pandemic. God is seeing us through, even through storms and all. I just said that in the beginning of this call. I says, God, I want you to protect us. Cover us under the blood. And didn't he do just that? I'm talking about the faithful God to say trusting a faithful God. I praise God. Reverend Vanessa, I'm telling you, you just continue to praise God, and I pray that God will continue to bless you, to minister out of the depths of your soul. And I can feel that you know it's never about us, but it's all about Christ. Hallelujah. Christ in us is the hope of glory. So again, I want to thank you for ministering that powerful, powerful word And I want to thank everybody who's on this line, who took the time to dial in to the Dream Team Prayer Line. This is a ministry that we reach out, and you know that there is no distance in prayer. All we have to do is ask. Ask and believe and receive the word of God. Hallelujah. Ask, seek, and then knock. Hallelujah. When I praise God, then when we get done all of that, just stand still, as she said, trusting in this faithful God. So again, Amen. I thank you all for being on the line tonight, and also Reverend Vanessa, thank you for being such a faithful servant. Hallelujah. Praise you God. Are praise a faithful God. Servant. Amen. And I am sure that God is pleased with the word. It's his word that you have fed us tonight. You fed us meat tonight. Not no little teeny scraps or whatever, but you fed us meat from the word of God. And we say thank you.
To God be the glory.
Praise God. To God be the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It belongs to him. So I just, again, as we end this call, we want you to continue to pray one for another. Continue to be encouraged. And as I say every single week, look up. Continue to look to the hills from which comes our help, all of our help. It comes from the Lord. Amen? Amen. So I just want you to know I love you. Pastor Bolden loves you. And God loves you more. And so we'll look to the hills, and we'll look to next week when we come again, as the Lord say the same. So I encourage you, be blessed, be strong in the Lord, and in the power of his might. Amen. Good night.
Amen.
Be blessed. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Yeah.